Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of two, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Relentless, severe storms slam the South.
What the f***?
Tonight, the devastation from another tornado outbreak as more than 200,000 customers are without power after a wild week of weather.
I went right in the house in nick of time and just tore everything up.
Tonight, the multi-day threat with large hail pelting parts of Texas. The CBS Evening News starts now. Good evening, I'm Nora O'Donnell, and thank you for being with us on this Friday night. We want to begin with a story we've led this broadcast with almost every night this week. Deadly and dangerous storms unleashing fury and dozens of tornadoes from Michigan to Florida. A line of severe thunderstorms, winds gusting above hurricane force, and tornadoes tore through the Florida panhandle, including the city of Tallahassee early this morning. This drone video shows the long trail of destruction to homes and businesses, roofs you can see in some cases completely gone. Massive chunks of hail battered parts of central Texas, with some pieces bigger than a baseball. CBS's Christian Benavides will start us off tonight from Tallahassee, where he saw the destruction up close.
Fierce, howling winds slammed into Tallahassee early this morning, packing powerful 84-mile-per-hour winds, which left behind widespread destruction, ripped off rooftops, tossed vehicles, downed power lines, and toppled trees.
There's trees in people's houses. You got trees on top of houses. This is some of the worst storm I've seen since I've been in Tallahassee.
Just west in Crestview, this gas station awning was shredded into pieces, scattering debris for several blocks. It's part of a weather system that has been wreaking havoc across the South and much of the central Midwest. Near record-sized hail, the size of melons, fell in Johnson City, Texas, damaging homes and forcing residents to seek shelter.
Y'all, look at the pool.
Back in Tallahassee, business owner Anna Edson McBride says part of her roof is missing, but she still feels lucky.
My optimism has been my faith for a really long time, and somehow I think that it'll still be there for me.
Nearly every business here in the Art District has suffered substantial damage. And Nora, that art studio owner that we spoke to, she said that she's lived here in Tallahassee for 10 years. She's gone through two hurricanes and that she's never seen storm damage like this. Nora?
Wow. Christian Benavides, thank you for being there. Donald Trump will be back in a New York courtroom on Monday for his so-called hush money trial. And CBS News has learned his longtime fixer, Michael Cohen, will take the stand. Today, the judge cracked down on Cohen, telling him he needed to stop taunting Donald Trump after Cohen wore a shirt on social media depicting the former president behind bars. It comes after a week of dizzying testimony of sex and innuendo from adult film star Stormy Daniels. We get more now from CBS's Robert Costa.
Former President Donald Trump closed a fourth week in court frustrated Stormy Daniels had testified in detail about an alleged sexual encounter he denies.
Everything you've been watching has nothing to do with the case.
Daniels took a swipe at Trump online, writing, "Real men respond to testimony by being sworn in and taking the stand in court. Oh, wait, never mind." Prosecutors say Daniels was a key witness. She accepted a $130,000 payment from Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen before the 2016 election in exchange for keeping quiet about her story. On the stand Friday, former White House aide Madeleine Westerhout testified about a 2017 Oval Office meeting where prosecutors say Trump and Cohen discussed those payments.
Are you ready to testify?
Yes.
As the prosecution's star witness, Cohen will take the stand on Monday to lay out his account of how he and Trump allegedly falsified records to suppress Daniels' story, which Trump has denied.
Did you know about the $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels? Then why did Michael Cohen make it if there was no truth around
the nation? We have to ask Michael Cohen.
Cohen's credibility will be intensely scrutinized by the defense. He has served jail time on federal charges related to the hush money payments.
Yes, I lied to Congress at the direction of, in coordination with, and for the benefit of Donald J. Trump.
Cohen could be a decisive witness, but also a wild card, according to CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
He is going to be expansive in his answers, probably much more than the prosecution would like, and certainly going to be a difficult witness for the defense to control.
And Robert Costa joins us now. And Robert, there's news tonight about another member of Trump's inner circle, former circle.
For former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon, a legal reckoning. An appellate court ruled today that Bannon was rightfully convicted of contempt of Congress, and he now faces a 4-month prison sentence. What the committee was trying to find out in the House January 6th committee was what Bannon told Trump behind the scenes in the days ahead of the Capitol attack.
And he still won't say.
He still won't talk, but he's on his podcast every day, but he won't talk to Congress or the courts.
All right, Robert Costa, thank you so much. Two schools in Virginia are getting new names. Actually, they're old names, the names of Confederate officers. The Shenandoah County School Board is the first in the nation to revert to names from before the racial reckoning of 2020. And as CBS's Nicole Killian reports, the community is fiercely divided over the move.
In a 5-1 vote, the Shenandoah County, Virginia School Board voted to restore the names of two schools to Confederate generals after a heated, hours-long meeting.
Why are we here tonight? To go back to a time in history that was very cruel.
Everyone is going to think that we're racist rednecks. Yeah. And that's not okay.
The schools were initially stripped of their Confederate names in 2020 after massive protests surrounding the death of George Floyd. Mountain View High School will be renamed for Confederate General Stonewall Jackson, while Honey Run Elementary School will bear the names of two Confederate generals, Robert E. Lee and Turner Ashby.
Do you see this as a slap in the face to African Americans who live in this community?
It is absolutely a slap in the face to African Americans. And quite frankly, the school board, as it is currently comprised, made a decision to go against the will of the people there.
I respond by saying hopefully this can open up dialogue where people can sit down and civilly discuss issues such as this.
Mike Sheeby said the renaming process 4 years ago was flawed.
It was the process. It was not followed, and people were not given a voice in their own government, which that's the cornerstone of our republic.
The Virginia NAACP told me it is considering potential action. Some board members are defending their votes, but earlier a school administration building was placed on lockdown as a precaution following a threat on social media. Nora?
Nicole Killian, thank you. Turning overseas, Russian officials are investigating a terrifying commuter bus crash today on a bridge in historic St. Petersburg. Seven people are dead. Several others are badly hurt, and the bus driver is in custody. CBS's Chris Livesay has the dramatic video.
Captured on surveillance footage, the moment a St. Petersburg bus jerks across the median, collides head-on with oncoming traffic, then plunges into the Moika River with some 20 passengers on board. Several bystanders leapt to the rescue. They just dove in with their clothes on and helped, says this witness, as others tried to save more with life preservers. Russian authorities reportedly said the owner of the bus had been sighted nearly two dozen times previously. The driver has been detained. Either he was steering erratically or the brakes failed, recounts this witness. The bus driver's wife blamed exhaustion, telling Russian media he'd been forced to work a morning shift after driving for 20 hours the day before. Chris Livesay, CBS News.
Now to some breaking news. A brand new report from the Biden administration says Israel may have violated international humanitarian law in Gaza and may be misusing U.S. weapons. But the report does say that the U.S. cannot make a definitive assessment. CBS's Raimi Innocencio is in Tel Aviv with the latest.
With eastern Rafah encircled by Israeli tanks, Hamas launched at least six rockets. The projectiles fell into southern Israel. No one was hurt. Israel attacked sites from central Gaza to the south as its war cabinet greenlit the military to deepen its operations in Rafah. Retired Army General Israel Ziv explains the tactics.
Go through the main street with a combination both of tanks, infantry, and air support.
Block by block,
we don't have any other choice.
As Israel's military advances, more than 110,000 people have evacuated Rafah since last weekend, says the UN. Satellite images show white tent camps disappearing across 3 days. There's no choice, said this displaced man. We have to go to the coast, like everyone else. The UN in Gaza tells us the strip only has 3 days' worth of food left. General Ziv says he believes Prime Minister Netanyahu is making a mistake with this operation.
So the issue of Rafah is not actually Rafah. It's about the decision the day after Rafah. And I think that Netanyahu cannot avoid that decision anymore.
And that day after decision is who will be in charge of Gaza if peace can be reached. Ziv said the corrupt Palestinian Authority is not the best choice, but it is the lesser of two evils compared to Hamas. Nora.
Raimi Innocencio, thank you. Back here at home, that war is still stoking unrest on college campuses, especially with graduation season underway. Just today at MIT, police officers in helmets and riot gear cleared out a pro-Palestinian encampment. 10 protesters who refused to leave were arrested. There were similar scenes at UPenn with police arresting 33 people and breaking down tents. And at the University of Arizona in Tucson, police in riot gear used tear gas against protesters. Schools are taking different approaches to handling protests on campus with very different outcomes. One school that stands out is Sacramento State. CBS's Elise Preston goes in depth for an exclusive interview with the university's president.
Even the peaceful tree-lined campus of Sacramento State has not been immune to protests.
Free, free Palestine!
So I am definitely running without sleep.
This week, University President Luke Wood oversaw a peaceful end. The encampment here came down, not with violence, but with dialogue.
We want to take the time to thank Luke Wood for not following suit after other administrations and not calling Sacramento police.
That's what a lot of students are really looking for. To take a moral stance about what is taking place in the world.
He leads with empathy. The 42-year-old grew up in foster care, suffered bouts of hunger and homelessness, and received his degrees here.
I did 92 listening sessions, 75 minutes each, with over 1,500 of our students, faculty, staff.
There were several schools across the country. You saw police move in with riot gear. This isn't a war zone. It's a college campus.
Well, I got to first tell you how I feel as a person and as an individual and really as a black man. I get a heightened level of anxiety. When people are in fear, they respond in a protective mechanism, which doesn't always lead to the best outcomes.
This protest ended as the university shared a new policy that excludes direct investments in corporations, quote, that violate fundamental human rights.
We're not investing in students' future by engaging in relationships with companies that profit from war.
Political science major Sarah Bukhari was inside the encampment.
I do feel hurt. I'm not going to lie to you. I cried a couple times. My whole life, no one's asked me what I thought about the U.S.-Arab relations.
What is the message?
Is to create an environment where people can engage in honest and open dialogue without being vilified or canceled.
Across the country, college presidents have faced backlash from alumni and donors who Wood says he has too. But his focus remains on the students who call Sacramento State home. Nora?
This cost some presidents their jobs. Elise Preston, thank you. The pageant scandal within the Miss USA organization and later on the road with a Mother's Day wish that came true and then some.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
New tonight, CBS News has obtained the resignation letter from Miss USA after both she and Miss Teen USA quit the organization within days of each other over allegations of a toxic workplace. She says she's been experiencing full body shakes, loss of sleep, loss of hair, and more. We get more now from CBS's Natalie Morales.
Miss USA 2023 is...
just 8 months after she was crowned Miss USA.
Utah!
Noelia Voigt wrote that her relationship with the pageant was unendurable and said she'd been diagnosed with anxiety because of the mental and emotional toll it had taken. In a resignation letter provided to CBS News by a source, Voigt also said there is a toxic work environment within the Miss USA organization. Voigt also said she was made to feel unsafe at events, including an experience where she claimed she was sexually harassed at a Christmas parade. Voigt announced she was stepping down from her role Monday in an Instagram post.
There is breaking news right now, and there's a secret code involved. And we need to...
some social media users noticed the first letters of the sentences starting the post spelled, "I am silenced." Miss USA contestants sign restrictive non-disclosure agreements that bar them from speaking about the pageant without the organization's approval. Juliana Morehouse is last year's Miss Maine. She said her experience with the pageant was positive, but she's calling for the organization to release Voigt from her NDA.
We want Noelia to be able to speak on her experiences so that there can be some transparency.
Natalie Morales, CBS News, New York.
The Miss USA pageant said in a statement to CBS News, "We are committed to fostering a healthy, communicative, and supportive environment." The Northern Lights will put on a dazzling display in parts of the U.S. where you'll have a chance to see them. That's next. Keep an eye to the sky this weekend. Millions of Americans could be in for a special viewing of the Northern Lights, also known as the Aurora Borealis. A series of solar flares and eruptions from the sun have prompted scientists at NOAA to issue their first severe geomagnetic storm watch in nearly 20 years. And while there could be communications disruptions and power outages, there will also be a spectacular light show, possibly visible across much of the northern U.S. On the Road is next with a special Mother's Day story about the healing power of love.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and your tushies do too. No matter what kind of butt you've got, you'll feel comfy while your baby's mushy little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Get your baby butt in the best-fitting diaper. Huggies Little Movers. We got you, baby.
Finally tonight, CBS's Steve Hartman goes on the road to witness the miracle of a mother's love.
For Peggy Means of Dowagiac, Michigan, Mother's Day was just another X on the calendar. Just another day without her daughter. In 2017, Jennifer was critically injured in a car crash. She was 35.
On life support?
Yeah.
And did the doctor tell you she wasn't going to make it?
He said that she's not going to wake up, you know. And of course I collapsed, you know. It was terrible.
Her only daughter, in a coma, with virtually no chance of ever coming out of it.
Hindsight,
and yet, Peggy refused to let doctors pull the plug.
Did you question your decision at any point?
No.
Not after year one?
No.
Year two, three, four, five?
Never. I just couldn't let her go.
Yeah. One by one, Jennifer's friends stopped visiting. Even her husband moved on with his life. And yet, almost every day, her mom was there to comfort and care, and always talking to her, as if Jennifer could actually understand, which, of course, she couldn't. Until she could.
It started with a laugh. Jennifer had been off life support, but still in a coma, when her mom said something funny. And that was it.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
A year later, Jennifer came home. Although she still can't walk and struggles to speak, her mind is sharp and her heart filled with joy.
What's the best part about being back among us?
Everything.
Yeah.
She especially loves visiting with her boys. And as for Peggy, the mom who made these moments possible, this Mother's Day may be her best one ever. Because even though she won't be getting flowers or candy, Jennifer can now muster those words that matter most and deliver them as sincerely as they've ever been spoken.
You love your mom.
Yeah.
Steve Hartman, on the road in Dowagiac, Michigan.
There can be nothing greater than a mother's love. Good night, and happy Mother's Day to everybody.
If you enjoy tuning in to the CBS Evening News, there are official T-shirts, hats, mugs, and more available for purchase at ParamountShop.com. These products are perfect for any fan of evening news, and you can take 20% off with code EVENING20. That's 20% off all CBS Evening News products with code EVENING20 at ParamountShop.com.
Some puzzles are hard to solve, others are hard to prove. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts. Access episodes early and ad-free with 48 Hours Plus on Apple Podcasts.